Hey friends, it's Sylvia Mwokolo and I'm glad you have joined me on this journey to enlighten you to thrive and be all that you were purposed to be. Now, at some point in our lives, we have felt and we will feel discouraged about something specific or even life in general. I have recently been listening to a lot of talk about discouragement and I thought to discuss more on this. So if you have been feeling discouraged lately or know someone feeling discouraged, gather here. Let's talk about how we can process our feelings of discouragement and thrive. I term discouragement as not able to see the light at the end of the tunnel or not knowing the next steps to lead to that light. One can feel trapped in this state. So when one is in this state, it is first important to clearly articulate yourself what you are feeling, and it will most definitely help for you to trace your steps back in terms of your feelings, back to your thoughts, and then the situation that led you to being discouraged. It can get all muddled up in your head and it can feel like you're carrying a heavy load, but tracing your steps back to the situation and being able to articulate what is going on can be daunting, but at the same time, powerful. Here you are faced with the truth about your discouragement, and at the same time, you don't know what to do to fix it. Don't fret, my friend. Awareness is the first step to solving any issue. I also want you to look at the situation stripped of your thoughts and feelings about it. In most cases, this takes the power to drain you off the situation and allows you to think clearly as to the way forward. Ask yourself if what you are making the situation mean is really true. Take your thoughts to court regarding that situation. Ask yourself certain questions. What are you making the situation mean to you? Are you defining who you are based on that situation? I often find that the circle of control as seen in the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, is a very effective tool to use to clarify the situation. Is this situation within my circle of control? Is it within my sphere of influence, or is it out of my control? Within your circle of control, within your sphere of influence, or is it out of your control? The situation might be within what you can control and you can take an action on the way forward. However, we have to be mindful of how we take an action when we feel discouraged. As a rule, try not to make a permanent decision based on a temporal emotion. Again, be self-aware of your emotions and feelings and be mindful of your actions. You need a clear head to make important decisions. If the feeling of discouragement is strong, do something to clear your head. Take a walk, listen to calming or worship music, or do something that does not require you to think. Some people find baking or cooking works for them. Find what works for you and build your self-care toolkit so you can always reach out for what works for you. If the situation is within your sphere of influence, meaning you can talk to someone about the situation or pray about it, I should say this though, you're not responsible for what other people do or what they are thinking. You can only control you. You can influence their decisions, but can't control them. That's what the Bible calls witchcraft, you know, when you're trying to control other people. Okay, I digress. Let me go back to what I was talking about. If the situation is within your sphere of influence, it is advisable to calm yourself down and have a clear head before trying to influence the situation so you don't say something that you will regret when you eventually have a clear head. If the situation is clearly out of your control, there is one thing you can do. Pray about it. There is solace in coming to God as you are and communicating with Him. In this brings strength. We don't always have to know the way to fix the situation immediately, but it can be more rewarding to speak to God as you are and embrace the peace and strength that only He can give. This builds your character and confidence when you witness the awesomeness and sovereignty of God in your life. The Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6 talked about David when he felt discouraged and distressed. It said, "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Try this on, my friend. Come to God as you are and seek strength from Him. When the situation seems out of your control, remember, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. Don't come to Him seeking strategy. Come to Him seeking strength. And in the place of peace and strength comes clarity and strategy. Now, what if you are dealing with someone, say a friend, who is feeling discouraged about something? In this case, you need to create a safe space for this person. Know that it is a privilege for your friend to share their heart with you. So don't take it lightly. Be sensitive to what that friend needs. Is he or she looking for a solution from you or a space to just share and be heard? Depending on your rapport with that friend, you can provide either or both. You can validate the person's feelings and or help the person navigate their next steps, depending on if the situation is within their control or within their influence or out of their control. While doing this, make sure not to be the judge. It is so easy to find people who criticize and judge others, but it is priceless to have a friend that sticks closer than a brother or sister. So be that friend. Ultimately, my friend, if you're discouraged, there is so much to do and actions to take regarding the things within your control. Just be mindful on how you go about it so that you are not led by your feelings and emotions, but you are led by the truth about the situation. Don't make a permanent decision based on a temporal emotion. Also, remember, for the situation not in your control, give it to God and stay hopeful by finding peace and strength in His presence. Hope is key for me. That is why I love helping women transform their well-being and thrive in life. If this resonates with you and you are seeking a Christian coach to help you, reach out to me through my email, sylvia@sylviamwokolo.com. Until next time, my friend, keep winning, thriving, and shining. God bless.